everybody. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Celeste Hackett, bringing you fun, interesting, and informative information in the profession of hypnosis. Once again, thank you for your feedback. It's been tremendous here at getting your emails and phone calls and that sort of thing. By the way, if you're not watching this or listening to this on calbanyan.com, you'll want to go there eventually, because all the resources that we list and maybe articles and websites, they'll be listed right below this video, right down there on calbanyan.com. So, Celeste, what's going on with you?
Well, you know, things are a little bit slow here in Dallas, Texas. I think that there might be a consumer confidence problem because of the mortgage crisis. And I know it's hit California pretty hard, too. But it's either that or kids are back in school. And so moms are just, you know, and families are just focusing on that. It was a little slow this time last year. So if things don't pick up pretty soon, I might have to come up with some creative ideas here to get the word out about family first hypnosis. That's the biggest thing on my mind here in Dallas, Texas right now. But, you know, Cal, I got some really good questions for you today.
Well, why don't you just give us a quick overview in a minute or so of like two or three of the questions you intend to ask.
All right, today we're going to talk about the differences between doing live therapy and recorded, quote-unquote, therapy, and that ought to be really interesting. And then another thing that we're going to talk about is needle phobia. There is, among some people, the opinion that needle phobia can be inherited. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then one of the things, you know, I like weird stuff. And so one of the things I want to talk about too is feminization hypnosis. It's all over the internet. And what is it? And should hypnotists be doing it? And I think that's a really good start to a really good show, Cal. What do you think?
Well, I'm excited to hear how this starts out. You know, before we get started, I'd like to just make a couple of announcements. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. Hey, everybody. I forget if I mentioned it last time. If you haven't checked it out yet, please go to my new podcast. That's at www.thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. And what I'm doing there is I'm talking about some stuff like, why do people do such crazy stuff? Why do drinkers drink when they want to be sober? Why do smokers smoke when they want to quit smoking? That kind of thing. And what happens is, I'll tell you what, in a nutshell, it's because they feel like it. And what I mean by that is, what's happening is it's not logical. There's an emotional factor there. And it's not just, I want this, I want that, so I'm going to do this. What happens is they say to themselves, I want this, I want this, but I feel like smoking or I feel like drinking. And what's happening there is they got a feeling inside them they don't like. And instead of responding to it in a satisfying way, they do a distractor. So it's really interesting thing. We're about four or five episodes into it. You're learning that, you know, anger is good, loneliness is good, sadness is good. All these things are good when you know the secret language of feelings. So, and Celeste, you've read the book, The Secret Language of Feelings. So that what I'm doing here is I'm really kind of putting it in words so people can get the basics and then about the whole theory of the secret language of feelings. And then I'm going to branch out from there.
Well, I think that's great, Cal. You know, I saw your website. Of all your websites, I just think it's the prettiest one to look at. And teaching the secret language of feelings via the website, via the, what would you call the little things? I guess they're almost podcasts where you talk back and forth. They're very thorough, they're good, and it's just great that it's out there, information easily accessible to just anyone. And when any sort of therapist, be it a counselor or a psychologist or a hypnotist or anybody who is out to help people, it's pretty hard to understand people, but the secret language of feelings takes a lot of the mystery out of why people do things and what they're feeling and what they're thinking and how that's connected. It's definitely worth your while to learn this.
Thanks a lot. I got another big, really big announcement. It's probably one of the biggest announcements of the week. And here it is. You can't see this, Celeste, but I'm holding up a little electronic device here. I'm probably the last person in the world to finally buy one. But now that I've been doing podcasting for I don't know how long, I actually went out and bought a iPod. So I have my very own iPod, and I'm having fun learning this. And thankfully, our daughter is back from college, and she can teach me how to use the doggone thing. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. Do you have a podcast, an iPod, Celeste?
I got, Christopher, what was it, a mini pod that I got? Not an iPod. They have like a mini iPod, though, and I think I got that. And I've had it for a while, and I need to learn how to, I need to take the time to fool around with it and learn how to use it. But yeah, I have one, too. It's time that I guess we start getting into this kind of technology, and also I need one of my nephews to help me with it, too.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you what, one of the reasons I'm talking about my new little device here is because all of these podcasts, both the Secret Language of Feelings.com podcasts and these are available on iTunes. And so all of you people that, it's one of the easiest ways to kind of subscribe, just go to iTunes.com and look for Cal Banyan or Celeste Hackett or Hypnosis, and you'll find us on there. And we're going to have a video version up there probably there in a few days. Right now it's audio only. So it's a very exciting time, and I'm having fun listening to all kinds of podcasts from all kinds of different people. It can be on anything from cooking to bicycling to now they got hypnosis thanks to us. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, you know, just last night I was talking to a radio announcer who wants to start doing interviews, and she's done all these great interviews for the radio show station that she works for, and they won't put them on the radio station for whatever reason. And she's very frustrated as a creative person, and podcasts are just the greatest way to have a voice now, to be able to say whatever you want and to have creative control over the things that you want to talk about and the things that you want to say. So I think they're just wonderful tools and so many ways for people.
Fantastic. Okay, that's my announcements. You got any announcements?
The only really thing that I have going on once again is, you know, well, I guess one announcement I have is that I've had several people contact me about learning 5-Path from me. I've run into a little problem with the state of Texas. We're working on it. We're getting the licensing. I now have somebody who's going to be working on that with me, because one of the problems with getting the licensing was, you know, I just didn't have time to do the paperwork. And so just for all those people who are, you know, still wanting to come to Dallas and learn 5-Path, well, we're working on it, and I'm hoping that we're going to be up, have our little school up and running, early next year, or at least by spring. So keeping my fingers crossed and working on that. So I guess that's sort of an announcement. And I got the Quality Award for Excellent Hypnosis Website. Thank you very much, Cal. And that's very cool.
You're welcome. And for all of you folks out there that have websites, if you believe you have a quality hypnosis website, and the most important thing is that it represents itself in a professional way, it represents the profession in a professional way, and that you're truthful in what you say, then you qualify for the Hypnosis Quality Website Award. And you can just go to hypnosis.org, O-R-G, and get the information on that, because when there's a someone else saying that this is a quality website, like through our award system, it adds credibility to anything you're saying on the website. Good. And you got another award too, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I just don't know how this happened, Cal, but it's right here beside me. Let me just hold it up.
Oh, yes. I wish I could see it. You got to. I saw a picture on our hypnospace.com on your website there, but there should have been one with you holding it. Would have been nice.
Yeah, 5-Path Leadership Award. And I really appreciate that, Cal. It's been a great, what has it been, 20 months, 21 months, something like that. And amazing things I've learned in such a short amount of time. It's been a university degree hanging out with you and studying all of your material.
Well, you know, it's a leadership award, and that means we recognize that you're going the extra mile. For example, you run our online hypnosis classroom where you meet with other 5-Pathers and you talk about hypnosis and stuff like that. So, that kind of leadership needs to be rewarded.
Yeah, and I guess I do a lot of posting. Sometimes people say, how do you get the energy? How are you doing all those sessions? And you're, you know, blogging and posting and everything all the time. I don't really know how what other people are doing. I'm just always here doing this. In fact, our next study group, we're going to be studying parts mediation therapy. So if anybody's interested, any five pathers out there who want to join the study group, just contact me. And I'm everywhere, but you can contact me at CelesteHackett@yahoo.com.
Kenny, I'm sorry. I was jamming to my iPod over here. I have my little headphones in and stuff. I heard everything you said. I was just having some fun. Let's get on to the body of the program here and fire some questions if you're done with your announcements.
Okay, yes, I have a question for you, Cal.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, this is from a hypnotist, another hypnotist who I guess must have wanted to remain anonymous because I don't have a number here, either I forgot to write down their name. But it goes like this. I'd like your opinion on the difference between hypnosis recordings for clients and live therapy. For instance, live therapy has the advantage of being personalized to the individual, whereas recordings can be accessed more regularly and are cheaper. And this is sort of a basic question from a hypnotist.
This is a really big question. I'm glad you asked it at the beginning of the episode. All right, so we're talking about going and seeing a live therapist versus recordings, like getting a stop smoking CD or something like that. Have I heard you right, Celeste?
That's absolutely right. Or going to see a therapist and they put headphones on you and they walk out of the room, which happens at a lot of hypnotist clinics these days.
All right. Well, this is a big question. What do I think about that? First of all, if you just get a CD for hypnosis, and now all hypnosis CDs are not created equal. Some can be of better quality. Certainly the hypnotherapist or hypnotist that creates them may have more or less experience working with the issue that they're working, that's on the video, on the CD. And so, you know, what I'm speaking about here is in real generalities. I personally have produced a series of hypnosis CDs. I have Free to Quit Smoking, Free to Sleep with a Snorer, and that means to be able to sleep through someone snoring, Free to Relax, and like that. And they're useful if you cannot either spend the time or spend the money being with a live hypnotist who can really work with you, given that the hypnotist is well enough trained and experienced with the issue that you want to work on. If I had a real important issue in my life and I wanted to work on it, be it like weight loss or stop smoking or confidence or getting over a fear or phobia, like public speaking, something that's big, important in my life. And if I could get to a hypnotherapist that was properly trained and certified, that would be my first choice. However, if I live, in some little town 300 miles from the nearest hypnotist, then what the heck? Give the CD a try. If it's well done, and it's probably going to cost you somewhere between $25 and $89, depending if it's a one CD type deal or a whole program like our 7-Path Self-Hypnosis CD set, which is like six CDs, then that's going to be more on the order of $89. But you learn how to do self-hypnosis as well as work on a particular issue. So there's quite a bit of difference. I would prefer to work with the individual hypnotist if I can, but if I can't, then I would go for the CDs. Now, Celeste, you also asked about the headphones and the blinking glasses headphone hypnosis. And the problem with that stuff, it's generally works at just the level of direct suggestion hypnosis, which is the weakest form of hypnosis. There's much more powerful techniques like parts therapy and age regression, and that's just not, you can't do that on any kind of recorded program. Another problem is, I've had a com- this conversation with many people who promote headphone hypnosis. And again, it's basically you go to an office and they play the CD for you rather than you playing it at your own office, I mean at your home. And that is, a good hypnotherapist does two things minimum that a CD or, you know, any other kind of recorded program could never do. And that is test your depth of hypnosis to make sure you're in hypnosis. And the other thing is to do convincers so that you or the client, if you're the client, I mean you, and if you're just doing the CD yourself, then you're basically the client or customer, then you know that you're in hypnosis. So let me say this a little bit differently. So when a hypnotherapist is working with a client, they can do these two things. They can test to make sure you're in the proper level of hypnosis for what you want to do. Like age regression requires a deeper level than direct suggestion. And the hypnotherapist or hypnotist can do what's called convincers so that the client knows. Now, if you just put on some headphones, you can't do those things. For example, arm catalepsy or amnesia by suggestion or anesthesia or analgesia by suggestion. You can't do that in the headphone hypnosis. And so it's a very weak form of hypnosis. So here we got these two things I'm talking about. We're talking about live with a qualified hypnotherapist hypnosis compared to either a CD that you play at home or a CD or audio program you listen to in a hypnotherapist's office. By far, a well-trained hypnotherapist or hypnotist is going to be able to serve you much better. Now, the other thing I heard you ask about, Celeste, and that is, what about using audio programs like a CD program as a reinforcer? That can be done very well if it's done properly. If the hypnotist gives the impression that the person must use the audio program / CD on a daily basis to get results, then that certainly sends the message to the client that what the hypnotherapist just did with him or her was not effective. And so that's not a very good thing to do. And one of the most appalling things I've ever seen is these kind of phony guarantees where people will get someone in, they'll do a hypnosis session with them, and then give them a CD and say, you've got to listen to this CD every day for 30 days. And then when and if it doesn't turn out the way they wanted, they didn't get what they wanted out of the sessions, they didn't lose the weight, or they didn't stop smoking, then the hypnotist might say, did you listen to the CD every day for 30 days? And then when they say, well, almost every day, they say, I'm sorry, the guarantee required that you do it every day for 30 days. And guess what? Almost nobody's going to do it every day for 30 days. And so it's kind of a crooked way of doing business, in my opinion. Good. Celeste, what else is there to that question? Is there anything else I might have left out?
No, I just really think that's really sneaky, too, that 30-day thing. One of the things that I just wanted to point out is when you go to a live hypnotist, it also gives you someone to be accountable to make sure that you're following through on the things that are your responsibility. Because hypnosis is great and it's amazing, and you'll have more luck doing anything when you start off doing hypnosis, especially in the very beginning, just with direct suggestion. You're going to see things right away changing and happening. But especially in the case of any of the too much behaviors like weight loss or stop smoking, it is going to require you doing some things, putting in some effort. I think that if I lived in a small town somewhere far away and I just couldn't drive into where a well-trained hypnotist was practicing, I would probably get Seventh Path get the Seventh Path CD package, because the hypnotists that are well trained, they're going to get at the causal level of your problems and neutralize that, and then they're going to do direct suggestion, which is, you know, saying all the suggestions to change. And so when someone neutralizes the cause, that's really working with emotions. And so Seventh Path is really good at working with emotions. And then you could go ahead and get a CD of any kind that you maybe wanted from any good hypnotist. Or if you couldn't get, you know, couldn't get the Seventh Path for whatever reason, you've got to find some way to neutralize those emotions. And then you're going to have better luck with the CD. But having somebody to be accountable to just to do your Seventh Path is so very powerful, even if it's not the best hypnotist in the world, even if it's a friend or something.
That's right. As a matter of fact, right now, we're working on putting together a new package for people. You know, not everybody can get to a good hypnotherapist. A real good package is going to be the 7-Path CD program, and then an extra CD on how to use 7-Path for the specific issue that they want to work on. They can get the 7-Path system and then get the extra CD on how to use 7-Path for weight loss. And then once they've learned how to do that, because they've learned 7-Path self-hypnosis, then they could use 7-Path self-hypnosis for anything they want, motivation or whatever. Good. Anything else, Celeste?
Well, gosh, Cal, you know, looking at the time, I think we should wrap up Hypnosis Etc. for today. So go ahead and say bye, and I guess then I'll say bye.
All right, everybody, let me wrap it up with, if you can go see a live hypnotherapist, that's the best way to go. Here's some things I'd like you to look for when you look for a hypnotherapist. Make sure they are at minimum NGH certified. NGH certified hypnotist or NGH certified hypnotherapist. And then of course, I'm going to say, if you want to get one of the very best, try to find a 5-pather. They've had advanced training and they can also teach you 7-path self-hypnosis. All right, let's see. Last couple things. Free website for hypnotherapists to network with each other at ourhypnospace.com. If you want to ask a question of what's going on here or a question you want to have covered here, just go to askcal.ourhypnospace.com. And of course, I hope you'll visit our websites at hypnosiscenter.com and www.banyanhypnosismall.com. It has all the good stuff hypnotists want. All right, Celeste, wrap it up.
Well, that's it for me, Celeste Hackett, with Cal Banyan, and this is Hypnosis Etc. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
And this is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.